Good morning. Welcome to Berlin Podcast Radio's environmental special, The Bengal Tiger. Today we have two very special guests with us, Dr. Kurt Schweitzer, a main contributor of the international effort in the organization Project Tiger, devoted to the preservation and conservation of Bengal tigers in the areas of India that provide sanctuaries, including the famous Sundarbans mangrove area. Our other guest is the world-renowned magician Roy Horn, who last October had a life-threatening run-in with his trained 7-year-old Bengal tiger during a performance in Las Vegas in America. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doctor, I would like to direct my first question to you and your specific activities in the organization Project Tiger. From what I understand, this is an Indian-based project, correct?
Yes, indeed. It's mostly locally run, but there are international efforts from nations such as Germany that wish to contribute.
So what is the aim of Project Tiger?
The aim of this organization is to protect the remaining Bengal tigers found in India, namely in the midwestern regions of the country, as well as in the far eastern Sundarbans region.
I object!
Please restrain yourself. Doctor, please continue.
Yes, well, about 7 years ago, Project Tiger discovered a hybrid of another subspecies of tiger running wild in one of the natural reserves. This tiger had genes that are unique to the Amur, or better known as Siberian tigers. This genetic infiltration is very dangerous for the future of tigers in India because it can affect their reproductive abilities.
I see.
Well, if their reproductive abilities are affected by this hybridization, their behavioral patterns will be affected already. Tigers are solitary creatures and only usually share territory in order to reproduce. If they do not have those kinds of capabilities, they will no longer share territory and it will be difficult for the nature reserve to maintain a decent tiger population.
How tragic! What measures are being taken to prevent hybridization?
Well, so far only several tigers have been found to have this hybrid, so it is thought that it will not affect the species as a whole. But these tigers have been captured in spades, so they cannot reproduce and destroy the genetic balance.
Fascinating. Well, Mr. Roy, perhaps you could give us your opinion on these findings.
Fascinating, yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to share your experiences with the Bengal tiger with us?
Indeed, I've worked with tigers for most of my career as a magician, and still that ungrateful creature managed to attack me. But I suppose it is not entirely his fault. You see, tigers are extremely solitary animals. In the wild, they share almost no time with each other. One male may have up to 100 miles of territory all to himself.
Actually, a male tiger's territory may overlap that of 2 or 3 females, whose territory is much smaller.
My point being, a bright flashy stage in such close proximity of all those people must have had some sort of psychological impact on the tiger.
Do you think it was an attempt to find something to eat?
I believe this was not an attack based on finding sustenance. It was an attack based on fear.
But haven't tigers got a reputation for being extremely dangerous to men?
They do. In the Sundarbans region, tigers are notorious for hunting and eating people. But in other places, tigers will usually find a different kind of food, such as wild pig, deer, buffalo, and guar. Smaller mammals that they consume include birds and reptiles, but they are excellent swimmers and have been known to eat fish and crocodiles, too.
Mr. Roy, how long had you been training that tiger that attacked you?
Since he was a cub.
Doctor, wouldn't there be some kind of connection between Mr. Roy and the tiger since they had spent so much time together preventing an attack like this?
One would imagine, but tigers, again, are very solitary creatures. They only really tolerate company if they are direct offspring. Mothers usually have litters of 3 cubs, but only 1 or 2 survive, and they stay with the mother for 2 years and then live alone after that until mating season. Then they are with their mate for only 2 or 3 hours.
Very fascinating. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. Good luck on your research. And you, Mr. Roy, good luck with your recovery. I'm sure that you'll be out of that full body cast in no time.